This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. More than one way to skin a cat. Those are the words used by Representative Dan Newhouse to describe the approval of legislation in the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Energy and Water to stop the current order to spill additional water over dams on the Lower Columbia and Snake Rivers. But Newhouse says they're still trying to persuade Democratic colleagues in both the House and Senate that it's the right move.
We'll continue trying in every way possible to affect what I think is much needed change and unnecessary burden to ratepayers in the Pacific Northwest that really no benefit to the fish that we all want to protect.
Newhouse says he's not sure he's made all of the progress he needs yet, but that he continues to be engaged and encourages citizens to do the same.
I've asked at every opportunity for my constituents to do the same thing, to reach out to our senators and help make the case that this is a necessary step that we take. So we're not there yet, I don't think. I think there's still challenges, so we have work to do, and we'll continue doing that work. And I'm very happy with the amount of input we've had from citizens from around the Northwest.
Newhouse says the court-ordered spill increase is likely to cost power customers an additional $40 million this spring and does nothing to benefit the fish we all want to protect.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.